Not too close. Raw from crying.
Oh, who's this?
Sekhmet, named after the Egyptian goddess.
How nice. Was she Connie's?
Yes. A present from yours truly.
Sherlock, bike reading?
Oh,
2.8. Do you help me? Sorry. Bloody hard. What's going on?
Actually, I think you've got what we came for. Excuse us.
What?
Sherlock.
What?
We've got deadlines.
But you've not taken anything.
You think it was the cat? It wasn't the cat.
Oh, no, yes. Yeah, it is. It must be. Now he got the tetanus into her system. It's poor stink of disinfecting.
Lovely idea.
It's only coated it under the claws of our cat. You pet. Bound to be a bit jumpy around there. Scratches almost inevitable. She wouldn't...
I thought of it the minute I saw the scratches on her arm, but it's too random and too clever for the brother.
He murdered his sister for her money.
Did he?
Didn't he?
Nope. It's revenge.
Revenge? Who wanted revenge?
Raoul, the houseboy. Kenny Prince was the butt of his sister's jokes week in, week out. Virtual bullying campaign. Finally, he had enough. Fell out with her badly. It's all on the website. She threatened to disinherit Kenny. Raoul had grown accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
Oh, wait a second. What about the disinfectant then, on the cat's claws?
Raoul keeps a very clean house. You came through the kitchen door, saw the state of that floor. Scrubbed within an inch of its life. You smell of disinfectant now. No, the cat doesn't come into it. Raoul's internet records do, though. Hope we can get a cat from here. Raoul de Santos is your killer. Kenny Prince's houseboy. Second autopsy shows it wasn't tetanus that poisoned Connie Prince. It was botulinum toxin.
We've been here before, Carl Powers.
Tut-tut, our bomber's repeating himself.
So how do you do it?
Botox injection.
Botox?
Botox is a diluted form of botulinum. Among other things, Raoul de Santos was employed to give Connie her regular facial injections. My contact at the Home Office gave me the complete records of Raoul's internet purchases. He's been bulk ordering Botox for months. But it is time they up the strength to a fatal dose.
You sure about it?
I'm sure.
All right, my office.
Hey, Sherlock, how long?
What?
How long have you known?
Well, this one was quite simple, actually. Like I said, the bomber repeated himself. That was a mistake.
No, but shut up. The hostage, the old woman, she's been there all this time.
I knew I could save her. I also knew that the bomber had given us 12 hours. I solved the case quickly. That gave me time to get on with other things. Don't you see? We're one up on him.